It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. Here's an anonymous call from the comment line.
It's about 4:30 in the afternoon here, and I've heard this every Saturday for the last 3 weekends, I know for sure.
For those who heard our feedback last week, this is especially embarrassing since we've now allowed the same episode of On the Media to air 3 weeks in a row. As I mentioned last week, it was originally an error by the producer in New York, failing to properly date the computer audio files. This week, it is clearly our fault and will not happen again. Also from the comment line, here's a call from listener Lee in Lexington.
When you announce a road closure, delay, obstruction, accident, or whatever, if it's not on I-75, you announce first the road, then the direction, then the county, and then landmarks. However, when the obstruction is on Interstate 75, you first give the mile marker, then you give the county, then you give the direction, and then you finally get to it's on I-75. Please give us the information in which we need it.
Another listener, choosing to remain anonymous, emailed referring to fundraising on public TV, saying, I'm very thankful your fund drives are actually almost pleasant to listen to. Thank you for leaving on your usual schedule of shows when it's time to ask for money and not putting on absolute garbage instead. Your fund drives remind me there's a community of listeners out there who all care about public radio and WEKU. Public TV drives just make me want to change the channel. We're interested in your feedback. Write to us at WEKU at eku.edu or call 859-622-1657. You can also post on the WEKU Facebook page or send a tweet. Then tune in again next Monday at 6:31 or 8:31 a.m. or 5:33 p.m. for listener feedback on WEKU.